Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have John Buckley. He is the Register of Deeds here in Plymouth County. Thanks so much for joining us on this soon-to-be icy morning. How are you?
Good morning, Christine.
You know what? It's interesting looking at the numbers that you folks send over to recap what's happening real estate-wise here. It looks interesting because for so long, every month, it's just seemed like, wow, this is unbelievable at the pace of Plymouth County real estate and sales and mortgages. So it looks like there has been a little bit of a slowdown, but the numbers in general still look pretty good.
Yeah, there certainly was a slowdown for our January numbers. There were only 661 sales of property recorded at the registry for January, significantly less than last January, although consistent with the previous January. And you have to remember, 2021 was the highest number of documents recorded at the Registry of Deeds since 2005. So I think we're back more on regular numbers, but it certainly has been a drop from where we've been. We've been really, really high volume.
And what about at the average sales price? That still looks like that's been maintaining a much higher average.
Yeah, the average sale price for January was $553,451. Which was 13% higher than last January. So clearly, and yet it reflects in our income relative to deeds excise, but clearly values of prices are still going higher. There's still great competition for property out there and low inventory.
And what about the foreclosure notices? That was something that was on hold for a while. What's happening now?
There still is a very low foreclosure activity. There were only 5 foreclosure deeds for the whole county in January, one less than last January. However, we have seen a bump in foreclosure notices. A foreclosure deed is when someone loses their property back to the lender. A foreclosure notice is when somebody's in trouble and usually they're not paying their mortgage. And that was a bump that will continue to follow. It could be a sign of trouble.
And now, you know, I always like to check in and see what colonial document you're highlighting this month with your special exhibit that is just fascinating. Tell me a little bit about what you're highlighting this month with one of America's oldest records.
Yeah, one of our oldest Plymouth Colony records relates to basically schools. In 1658, in the Book of Laws, the colonial court voted in order that several townships are to take into serious consideration that there may be a schoolmaster set up to train children in reading and writing. Fascinating, that many years ago.
And it's interesting to think that this was one of the first times that people had said that this might be the direction that we need to go in.
Certainly. I think there's a lot of lessons in the colonial records, and we've talked about a lot of them before, the first right to trial by jury in America, you know, things like that that are so important and the foundation of America in Plymouth Colony, and we'd love to share that information.
That is terrific. And just a quick plug for the great video that was put together highlighting this exhibit.
Yeah, we worked with Plymouth 400 and a lot of local individuals, and there's an hour video highlighting all of the Plymouth Colony records. It's available on our website at plymouthdeeds.org, and certainly on a lousy day like today, anyone that's interested in history ought to go on and watch that.
That sounds great with a big cup of hot chocolate. Sounds terrific.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Again, that's John Buckley. He's the Register of Deeds here in Plymouth County. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us, Christine.
Thank you.
At King Optical, our